Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now.
Good morning and welcome to the Sunday, December 10th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there. Over 60 well-curated podcasts, wide variety of topic areas, all covered from a biblical worldview. I would definitely recommend you go on over there. I will guarantee you're going to find something over there you want to listen to. And there's a really good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you actually have time to listen to it in. All right, well, sorry, got a frog in my throat there. With it being a Sunday, we're just going to be doing our Bible reading for the day. We're getting here close to the end, so we're in the Minor Prophets and in Revelation, and of course, Psalms and Proverbs. And we're closing up on the end of our Bible reading plan. Again, I haven't decided what we're going to do next year, whether we're going to use the same plan. I like it very much, but I, you know, want to keep things fresh. But we may use the same one, as well as what kind of prayers and devotions and stuff we're going to do, how we're going to go forward. But let's go ahead and open up. We're going to open up this morning with the first day morning prayer. It's called worship. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we commune with thee every day, but weekdays are worldly days, and secular concerns reduce heavenly impressions. We bless thee, therefore, for the day sacred to our souls, when we can wait upon thee and be refreshed. We thank thee for the institutions of religion, by use of which we draw near to thee and thou to us. We rejoice in another Lord's Day, when we call off our minds from the cares of the world, and attend upon thee without distraction. Let our retirement be devout, our conversations edifying, our reading pious, that our souls may be quickened and elevated. We are going to the house of prayer. Pour upon us the spirit of grace and supplication. We are going to the house of praise. Awaken in us every grateful and cheerful emotion. We are going to the house of instruction. Give testimony to the word preached and glorify it in the hearts of all who hear. May it enlighten the ignorant, awaken the careless, reclaim the wandering, establish the weak, comfort the feeble-minded, make ready a people for their Lord. Be a sanctuary to all who cannot come. Forget not those who never come. And do thou bestow upon us benevolence towards our dependents, forgiveness towards our enemies, peaceableness towards our neighbors, openness towards our fellow Christians. Amen. All right, and our devotion this morning, for our daily devotion from the morning one, from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for December 10th, the text is from 1 Thessalonians 4:17. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Even the sweetest visits from Christ, how short they are and how transitory. One moment our eyes see him, and we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. But again a little time, and we do not see him. For our beloved withdraws himself from us. Like a roe or a young hart, he leaps over the mountains of division. He is gone to the land of spices, and feeds no more among the lilies. If today he deigns to bless us with a sense of pardoned sin, he tomorrow may distress us, make us feel the plague within. Oh, how sweet the prospect of the time when we shall not behold him at a distance, but see him face to face, when he shall not be as a wayfaring man, tarrying but for a night, but shall eternally enfold us in the bosom of his glory. We shall not see him for a little season, but millions of years, our wondering eyes, shall o'er our Savior's beauties rove, and myriad ages we'll adore the wonders of his love. In heaven there shall be no interruptions from care or sin. No weeping shall dim our eyes. No earthly business shall distract our happy thoughts. We shall have nothing to hinder us from gazing forever on the Sun of Righteousness with unwearied eyes. Oh, if it be so sweet to see him now and then, how sweet to gaze on that blessed face for aye, and never have a cloud rolling between, and never have to turn one's eyes away to look on a world of weariness and woe. Blessed day, when wilt thou dawn? Rise, O unsettling sun, the joys of sense may leave us as soon as they will, for this shall make glorious amends, if to die is but to enter into uninterrupted communion with Jesus, then death is indeed gain, and the black drop is swallowed up in a sea of victory. All right, now our reading for today. We're going to be reading Amos 1, 2, and 3, Revelation 2, the first 17 verses, Psalm 129, and Proverbs 29, verses 19 and 20. So Amos 1. The words of Amos, who was among the sheep herders from Tekoa, which he beheld in visions concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, Yahweh roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem he gives forth his voice, and the shepherd's pasture grounds mourn, and the top of Carmel dries up. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Damascus and for 4. I will not turn back its punishment, because they threshed Gilead with implements of sharp iron. So I will send fire upon the house of Hazael, and it will consume the citadels of Ben-Hadad. I will also break the gate bar of Damascus, and cut off the inhabitant from the valley of Avon, and him who holds the scepter from Beth-Eden. So the people of Aram will go into exile to Kir, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Gaza and for 4, I will not turn back its punishment, because they took away into exile the whole community of exiles, to deliver it up to Edom. So I will send fire upon the wall of Gaza, and it will consume her citadels. I will also cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod, and him who holds the scepter from Ashkelon. I will even turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines will perish, says Lord Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Tyre and for 4, I will not turn back its punishment, because they delivered up the whole community of exiles to Edom, and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. So I will send fire upon the wall of Tyre, and it will consume her citadels. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Edom and for 4, I will not turn back its punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword, while he corrupted his compassion, and his anger also tore continually, and he kept his wrath forever. So I will send fire upon Teman, and it will consume the citadels of Bozrah. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of the sons of Ammon, and for 4, I will not turn back its punishment, because they ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead, in order to enlarge their borders. So I will kindle a fire on the wall of Rabbah, and it will consume her citadels, amid a loud shout on the day of battle, and a storm on the day of tempest. And their king will go into exile, he and his princes together, says Yahweh. Amos 2. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not turn back its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lime. So I will send fire upon Moab, and it will consume the citadels of Kirioth, and Moab will die amid great rumbling, amid a loud shout and the sound of a trumpet. I will also cut off the judge from her midst, and kill all her princes with him, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Judah and for 4, I will not turn back its punishment, because they rejected the law of Yahweh, and have not kept his statutes. Their falsehood also has led them astray, that which their fathers walked after. So I will send fire upon Judah, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Israel, and for 4, I will not turn back its punishment, because they sell the righteous for money, and the needy for a pair of sandals. These who pant after the very dust of the earth on the head of the poor also turn aside the way of the humble, and a man and his father go to the same young woman, in order to profane my holy name. On garments taken as pledges they stretch out beside every altar, and in the house of their God they drink the wine of those who have been fined. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, though his height was like the height of cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. I even destroyed his fruit above and his root below. And it was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt, and I led you in the wilderness 40 years, that you might take possession of the land of the Amorite. Then I raised up some of your sons to be prophets, and some of your choice men to be Nazarites. Is this not so, O sons of Israel, declares Yahweh? But you made the Nazarite drink wine, and you commanded the prophet, saying, you shall not prophesy. Behold, I am weighed down beneath you, as a wagon is weighed down when filled with sheaves. So flight will perish from the swift, and the strong will not instill his power with courage, nor will the mighty man make his life escape. He who grasps the bow will not stand his ground. The swift of foot will not escape, nor will he who rides the horse make his life escape. Even the most courageous of heart among the mighty men will flee naked in that day, declares Yahweh. In Amos 3, Yahweh speaks against Israel. Sorry, I was reading a title there, and I didn't mean to do that. So, Amos 3. Hear this word which Yahweh has spoken against you, sons of Israel, against the entire family which he brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known among all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Do two men walk together unless they have made an appointment? Does a lion roar in the forest when it has no prey? Does a young lion give forth its voice from its den unless it has captured something? Does a bird fall into a trap on the ground when there is no bait in it? Does a trap spring up from the earth when it captures nothing at all? If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people tremble? If a calamity happens in a city, has not Yahweh done it? Surely Lord Yahweh does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his slaves, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? Lord Yahweh has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Make it heard on the citadels in Ashdod and on the citadels in the land of Egypt, and say, gather yourselves on the mountains of Samaria, and see the great confusions within her and the oppressions in her midst. But they do not know how to do what is right, declares Yahweh. These who hoard up violence and devastation in their citadels. Therefore thus says Lord Yahweh, an adversary, even one surrounding the land, will pull down your strength from you, and your citadels will be plundered. Thus says Yahweh. Just as the shepherd delivers from the lion's mouth a couple of legs or a piece of an ear, so will the sons of Israel inhabiting Samaria be delivered, with the corner of a bed and the cover of a couch. Hear and testify against the house of Jacob, declares Lord Yahweh, the God of hosts. For on the day that I punish Israel's transgressions, I will also punish the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut in pieces, and they will fall to the ground. I will also strike the winter house together with the summer house. The houses of ivory will also perish, and the great houses will come to an end, declares Yahweh. Revelation 2, verses 1 through 17. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, this is what the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says. I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot bear with those who are evil, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false. And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake. You also have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent and do the deeds you did at first. But if not, I am coming to you, and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. Yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, this is what the first and the last, who was dead and has come to life, says. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, so that you will be tested, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will never be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, this is what the one who has the sharp two-edged sword says. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name, and did not deny my faith even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, that you have there some who hold the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore repent, but if not, I am coming to you quickly, and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it. Psalm 129, A Song of Ascents. Many times they have assailed me from my youth up. Let Israel now say, many times they have assailed me from my youth up, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They lengthened their furrows. Yahweh is righteous. He has cut up the cords of the wicked. Let all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backwards. Let them be like grass upon the rooftops, which dries up before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor the binder of sheaves the fold of his garment. And those who pass by will not say, the blessing of Yahweh be upon you. We bless you in the name of Yahweh. All right, and Proverbs 29, verses 19 and 20. A slave will not be corrected by words alone, for though he understands, there will be no answer. Do you behold a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. All right, well, that is our reading for the day. Our evening devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for December 10th. The text is from Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. If we complained less and praised more, we should be happier, and God would be more glorified. Let us daily praise God for common mercies, common as we frequently call them, and yet so priceless, that when deprived of them, we are ready to perish. Let us bless God for the eyes with which we behold the sun, for the health and strength to walk abroad, for the bread we eat, for the raiment we wear. Let us praise him that we are not cast out among the hopeless, or confined amongst the guilty. Let us thank him for liberty, for friends, for family association, and comforts. Let us praise him, in fact, for everything which we receive from his bounteous hand, for we deserve little, and yet are most plenteously endowed. But, beloved, the sweetest and the loudest note in our songs of praise should be of redeeming love. God's redeeming acts towards his chosen are forever the favorite themes of their praise. If we know what redemption means, let us not withhold our sonnets of thanksgiving. We have been redeemed from the power of our corruptions, uplifted from the depth of sin in which we were naturally plunged. We have been led to the cross of Christ. Our shackles of guilt have been broken off. We are no longer slaves, but children of the living God, and can antedate the period when we shall be presented before the throne without spot or wrinkle, or any such thing. Even now, by faith, we wave the palm branch and wrap ourselves about with the fair linen which is to be our everlasting array. And shall we not unceasingly give thanks to the Lord our Redeemer? Child of God, canst thou be silent? Awake, awake, ye inheritors of glory, and lead your captivity captives, as ye cry with David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Let the new month begin with new songs. Sorry. All right. Well, that is our show for the day. I thank you for spending this time with me. I continue to pray that this time together helps us all to become more saturated in the Word of God as we need to be. I hope you have a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. I pray that if you have not worshiped with the saints already this weekend, please do so today. If you physically can't, please join us. We will be live streaming on Facebook at Vail Valley Baptist Church and on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it at VVB Church. We stream at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please join us if you can't physically worship with the saints in your area, though we would encourage you to do so. And we're going to close out with the first day evening prayer. It's called The Teacher. Let's pray. Oh God, we bless thee, our creator, preserver, benefactor, teacher, for opening to us the volume of nature, where we may read and consider thy works. Thou hast this day spread before us the fuller pages of Revelation, and in them we see what thou wouldst have us do, what thou requirest of us, what thou hast done for us, what thou hast promised to us, what thou hast given us in Jesus. We pray thee for a conscious experience of his salvation, in our deliverance from sin, in our bearing his image, in our enjoying his presence, in our being upheld by his free spirit. Let us not live uncertain of what we are or where we are going. Bear witness with our spirit that we are thy children, and enable each one to say, I know my Redeemer. Bless us with a growing sense of this salvation. If already enlightened in Christ, may we see greater things. If quickened, may we have more abundant life. If renewed, let us go on from strength to strength. Give us closer abiding in Jesus, that we may bring forth more fruit, have a deeper sense of our obligations to him, that we may surrender all, have a fuller joy, that we may serve him more completely, and may our faith work by love towards him who died, towards our fellow believers, towards our fellow men. Amen. All right, again, thank you for spending this time with me this morning. I, again, hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning for the beginning of the week. Have a good day. God bless.